The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. If you got questions, hey, the price is right. Free call to our toll-free 800 number from anywhere in the continental U.S. of A. And that number is 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. And we're going to update you on markets, the post-Brexit panic attack, which we're just about making up for the 2 days of, oh, my God, the sky is falling. So we're going to kind of catch up with what's going on, what's everybody saying about this now, okay? How should you feel about it, and all that. Also, Jamie's going to talk here in a minute about a fatal IRA rollover error. We don't want any of our listeners doing a boo-boo with rolling over an IRA. Jamie, there's no reason for that to happen.
No, there is not any reason for that to happen. There are ways to avoid that. And by fatal, we don't mean you're going to die.
No, but it was a really bad problem.
It's a fatal mistake when it comes to moving money.
Yeah, tax-wise, that's usually what we mean on those things. It's a big old tax mess up. And
we'll talk about why the word fatal is the correct word to use. Mm-hmm. So if you want to avoid that fatal mistake when it comes to IRAs, you need to stay tuned because we're going to be talking about that this morning.
Also, Jamie's also going to reach into his beneficiary bag of tricks here and talk about why on annuity types of products, if you have any of those, it might be better to do one thing versus another as to whether you're a beneficiary or a co-owner if you're a spouse. Oh, yeah. Things you just don't know. And they could hurt you, so we don't want those kind of things to happen. We'll talk about that and a couple of things about why you might need to rethink a couple of issues that most of us take for granted every day as far as our finances are concerned. Of course, we're keeping track with the markets and all the latest news just for you. If you got questions, terrific time to call us right now. Craig's going to play some commercials here, so if you want to talk to us in private, got a burning question right now, this is your time to call us. No one else will hear you except us, and that number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Fiery gems for you.
American Overhead Door Company.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
American Overhead Door Company.
Of the United States of America.
American Overhead Door Company. The true American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company. 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company. Now selling American, Texas, Gadsden, and Gonzalez flags. American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's only overhead door company with all the American flags at 7405 Highway 36 North. American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442. That's 979-836-4442. And go visit American Overhead Door Company for all your flag needs today.
Bell Towers in Brenham, a community exclusively for seniors 55 and over, is now open and leasing up fast. Hurry in to experience luxury living at an affordable price. Select a one- or two-bedroom apartment, which is beautifully designed with custom amenities, including walk-in closets, ceiling fans, washer and dryer connections, Energy Star rated appliances, and each apartment has its own private patio. Bell Towers is an active community centrally located in downtown Brenham with convenient access to shopping, recreation, and supportive services. Plus, all residents can also enjoy the private landscape courtyard, cabana with seating, furnished fitness center, arts and crafts room, community room, business center, shuffleboard court, barbecue grills, covered entry, and controlled gated access. But you must hurry because apartments are filling up fast. Stop by Bell Towers at 696 North Market Street across from the Brenham Clinic, or call 979-421-8411 or visit their website at belltowers.com. They'll be glad to show you around and take your application. Income restrictions apply.
Go to Parts and More, man. They've got a lot of parts there for things you need to repair. They've got the parts you need there. Any part and any brand, it's all at Parts and More. Parts for mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, washers, dryers, ovens, heaters, backs for any vacuum cleaners, even backs for trash compactors, plus a lot of belts and blades down at Parts and More. Parts and More, 1407 South Day in Brenham, 979-337-9229.
Lambert International is your heavy equipment headquarters, located at 7800 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill. Looking for new or used equipment? Give Lambert International a shout, and if they don't have it on the lot, they'll find it for you. They supply all the needs for construction, heavy equipment, or landscaping. Call Lambert International at 979-830-7117 or visit their website at lambertint.com. Lambert International, a local and family-owned business buying and selling quality used heavy equipment.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeed.
You gotta like that.
Well, yeah, that gets you going. That gets you going this morning. Hey, you know what? The markets could get you going this morning, too. After all the doom, gloom, oh, my gosh, oh, my, oh, yeah, and roughly 7% off the markets, U.S. markets, if you're looking at S&P and Dow and those kind of things, and a little bit more than that on the NASDAQ. And, oh, you know, it's never going to come back and, you know, all the stuff and just pulling hair out and stomping and shuffling around. Guess what? We're still on the upside. We had a big swing to the upside yesterday. And now everybody's saying, well, maybe it will not be quite so big a deal as we thought.
Yeah, right now the Dow is up 100 and almost 150 points. The S&P 500 is up almost 20, and the NASDAQ is up 55. So the NASDAQ is up over 1% today. Dow and S&P up about 0.8%. So a nice little comeback.
And even the London market is up this morning. Let's see, everybody who was battered, the German market, the London market, hammered into the dirt over the last few days and the last couple of days. People like was it Baron Philippe de Rothschild, way back in the several hundred years ago, yes, who said, when there's blood in the streets, that was when he was buying, making investments. So, again, for all of you who watch every single tick up and down in things, I guess Pepto-Bismol and antacids are called for at those kind of times. But it really is comes down to having a good plan, having a strategy, not just going up and down and tearing your hair out every time somebody makes a comment or something. And it's worse now, Jamie, than it used to be, because everything is now digital, electronic. As soon as somebody bats their eyelashes, some pundit at one of the online services or MSNBC or whoever on commercials on radio and stuff. Oh, my gosh. I mean, as soon as this word's out, then every single time something happens, it zooms out there.
Well, it is true with the information age that we're in. You have information almost instantaneously,
mm-hmm.
and that can make for bad situations sometimes. And, you know, we talked a little bit on Monday about the fact with all the computer trading that goes on, this is forced trading where buys and sells are put in at certain levels based on computer programming. And so it occurs whether or not a real person wants it to occur or not.
Yeah. So, again, we got computers going a mile a microsecond, and then you got everybody else on TV, radio, newspapers, I guess some of us still read those, magazines, everything else that's on there, online publications, Wall Street Journal online, you name it, and there's just an information overload, and it makes it very tough if you are someone who pays attention to every single thing someone is saying, and you panic. Yeah.
You know,
so
okay,
if you're
yeah,
having trouble with that, you need to come by for the review and see if there's anything to panic about. Remember, Jamie, the other day we talked with somebody who thought that they were invested in risky investments in their 401k plan, and they were sweating bullets. And we looked at, they came in, did the review. We looked at their statement, and what were they invested in?
They were in all cash.
Yeah.
So their neighbor had told them that you need to get out of your 401k because it's in the market, and they didn't even know that they were not even in the market. They had all their money invested in cash. You know, and by the way, for those of you we talked about Monday, you know, one of the best things to do was not to do anything at all. And so those of you who panicked and sold, I'm sorry. We're getting back pretty close to where we were before all this occurred.
Yeah, and the other thing, Jamie, is that there are ways to put the brakes on portions of your portfolios. There are ways besides longer-term contracts that most of us know about, like things like annuities that can go 7, 8, 10 years or more. There are things that you can do that don't have those kinds of time restrictions on them where your money's tied up, but you still have protection on the downside of things. And there are other ways to draw income out of a portfolio that are things besides just bonds, besides other types of things. There are so many things out there. And all of this can be put together the right way for you so that you don't have to go chewing your fingernails off every time there's a burp in somebody's economy around the world. It's just tough to take that.
Yeah, there are a lot of financial instruments out there that you may or may not be aware of. And that's one of the advantages of coming in for that free review is we talked about money, the fact that you really don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know, that doesn't mean maybe you haven't had the opportunity to get the correct information,
mm-hmm.
Know everything that's available to you, and that's one of the advantages of coming in, is we can kind of work through some of those questions, and even talk about the right questions to ask, and try and get some of those things out to you. And, you know, we've talked about before, one of the purposes of the radio show is to try and educate you about some of the things that are available to you, and that's why we always love to get your phone calls.
Absolutely. I'm going to give out the phone number to the show here in just a few minutes when we get down toward the bottom of the hour, because I know a lot of you think your friends or neighbors or relatives or coworkers are going to recognize your voice, or if you're at work, your boss will recognize your voice if the show's on the air in the office. So we allow the time for you to call during the breaks many times. I mean, you can call us anytime during the show, but a lot of you like to call during the station breaks because you know you can talk to us one-on-one in private on the phone. So I'm going to give you the radio station toll-free number in just a few minutes before we go into that break so you can call and ask your question. But if you want to come in for the free review, just go over things. If this whole thing has made you nervous about the markets gyrating all around and you're just ready to pull your hair out and whatever, you know what? If you just need some help, that's why we're around. Here's our number to the office, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, let's go to this fatal IRA error, Jamie. We don't want anybody to make a goof up like this. And sometimes it really does help to find out from other people's unfortunate problems. learn their lesson so that you don't have to go that direction.
Well, you know, when it comes to retirement, one of the vehicles that's available to most people is that IRA. And one of the things that you can take a look at is if you can roll money from one IRA to another. And there's the opportunity that the IRS has made available for some people where you can move money from one IRA to another IRA and have the check made out to you, and you have 60 days to get it back into the IRA. The idea behind that was to help people to not make mistakes when it came to getting money from an IRA. Because as we all know, if you're under age 59 and a half and you take money out of an IRA, there's a 10% penalty and you pay current income tax on it. And so they would allow you to move money from one IRA to another IRA, and you had a 60-day window to get the money back in. What they found out was that people were using this. They would have multiple IRAs, and during the course of a year, if they had five different IRAs with that 60-day window, that meant that 300 days out of the year, there was IRA money that they were using to do other things with. And the IRS said that was not in the intention of that rule.
Mm.
And so what they've done is they've changed the rule. You can't do that anymore with multiple IRAs. They allow you one time during a 365 days to do a 60-day IRA to IRA rollover and have the money be available to you for that 60 days and get the money back in. You can do it one time in 365 days. And by the way, that does not mean a calendar year.
It's just a 365-day running period, right?
365-day running period. So you could not do one in December and then do another one in January. So that would be a fatal error. Because what happens is if you do that and the check is made out to you and you do it more than one time in a 365-day period, there are no exceptions. And so it's a fatal error. The IRS has not given a procedure where you can go back and say, oops, I didn't want to do that.
So that means that you could have a taxable event that would be of serious consequence.
Of serious consequence.
Yes.
If you had a $100,000 IRA that you were moving and you had done it more than once in a 365-day period, all of a sudden you have $100,000 in income.
Extra income.
And you have to pay a 10% penalty. So that is a fatal error because there's no way to remedy it. And so you need to be aware of that. What you need to do to avoid that is we see IRA money move all the time. And the best way to do it is to do what's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer, where the money never shows up in your account. You do not want to have the check made out to you.
Mm-hmm.
The check should be made out to the receiving institution, and the money goes directly to the receiving institution. And that does not count. You can do that as many times in a 365-day period as you want to.
Because that money is not filtered through you.
That's correct.
And your hands and your bank account, wherever you're putting it, right.
And mm-hmm. whether you call it a rollover or a transfer, that sometimes gets real confusing. But if you're moving money from one IRA to another IRA, generally speaking, it's not a good idea to have the check made out to you. The IRS will allow you to do that one time and get it back into an IRA within a 60-day period, one time in a 365-day period. More than that, and you've got a problem. So it's always best to do it, do a trustee-to-trustee transfer.
Mm.
Now, this does not apply, by the way, to rollovers from other plans. Like if you do a 401k rollover,
sure.
That does not apply. We're talking about IRA money.
Yeah, IRA to IRA
correct.
Rollovers. Yeah, because if you are working someplace and you get a roll out of your 401k money out of your 401k, a lot of places send you the check in your name, and then you have to decide where you're going to put that.
And you have 60 days to do it.
Yes. Yes.
But this rule doesn't apply in that particular case because it's not IRA to IRA.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving it from a 401k into an IRA. Now, it would apply if you had an SEP.
Yes, because that's like a big old IRA account for you. Yeah.
That's right. And so there are a lot of exceptions to that, you know, a lot of things you need to be aware of when it comes to this, and that's why it's called a fatal error. You want to make sure you're doing it correctly. Yet another reason to come in for that free review.
Yeah, so free reviews are very useful to come in and check something out, check your rationale. And many of you have done that, by the way, over the years. Come in and said, you know, I've got these investments lined up this way, or I'm thinking about doing an annuity. Is that a good idea given my time frame and other things going on in my life? Or like the individual who thought he was invested in the stock market inside of his 401k, and lo and behold, he was in the money market fund. He was in cash, right? And he was sweating bullets thinking his, you know, investment was going all over the place. Well, it wasn't, because he was in money market. But somehow he relied on one of his relatives or somebody, coworker, who
was well-meaning.
Was well-meaning, all right, but not trying to be mean, but they thought they could look at his statement and go, "Oh yeah, you know, you're invested in stuff." No, he wasn't. He was in cash. So there he was, sweating bullets, and he was going to possibly stop contributing to the 401k and go the whole nine yards. And he relied on someone who didn't know what they were doing, unfortunately. So. Again, don't go that way. Here's our number to the office. Call over there. Sharon's there this morning. If you want to come in for that free review, she'll check our calendars. Or if you want to just have us call you back, that's fine too. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, we're coming up on a break here. And I think you'd like to talk a little bit, Jamie, when we come back from this break. We'll check the markets and tell you what's going on, et cetera. And we'll also talk about a wrinkle in how your spouse may want to put themselves on an annuity. Should they be a co-owner of the annuity, or should they be somebody else, a beneficiary?
Yeah, we're going to talk about trust. We're going to talk about beneficiary arrangements. We're going to talk about what it means to be a co-owner on some particular financial products. Mm-hmm. Again, there are mistakes that you want to try to avoid, or situations that you want to try to avoid and that you can't get yourself out of.
Yeah, because they can really be a big mess up, and we don't want that happening for you. Meantime, if you're thinking about doing something, you want to run it past us, here's your opportunity to call us without anyone else hearing you. It'll just be me and Jamie right now on the phone. Here is the number to do that on the program here while we're in the commercials, and that is 800-332-7879. Call that number now, and we'll talk to you one-on-one in private. Jamie, Tony, and Craig Montana will be right back with more Money Makeover Show after this.
Watching the tide roll away.
You don't have to put up with the service disruptions, billing issues, and absent customer service from your business communications provider. You have a choice, a better choice. Suddenlink Business offers the fastest, most reliable internet service in your area with speeds up to 1 gig. Call 877-470-3848 today to switch to Suddenlink Business. That's 877-470-3848. Download and upload speeds or maximum speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. 1 gig not available in all markets. Call for details.
Hello, Brenham and surrounding communities. This is Alan Dave of Alan Dave Funeral Home. We're celebrating our 87th year, founded by the late Taft Harris. Alan Dave and Taft Harris has been serving the community for 87 years. We want to do something special. We want to take care of the community. We're going to offer a free casket to anyone calling Alan Dave Funeral Home, stopping by and picking up a free certificate. That's right. We're going to give away a free casket to be used now or later. Stop by Alan Dave Funeral Home or call for your appointment.
Lorne Concrete, family-owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lorne Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lorne Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lorne. Find out more about Lorne Concrete by visiting their website at lorneconcrete.com.
Thrivent Financial helps make preparing for retirement easy. How? It all comes down to smart, simple strategies. That means no overly ambitious savings goals. Just doable, manageable solutions to help you retire more comfortably, no matter what your means. Smart, simple, doable. Just ask any of our nearly 2.4 million members. In Brenham, call your Brenham area associates at 979-836-0693. 979-836-0693.
It's enhancing drugs were used in the making of this promo. The KWHI Morning Crew has been training all winter for the upcoming KWHI Summer Games with prizes of Olympic proportion. We're bringing Rio to you for your chance to take home the gold. When you hear the sounds of the Summer Games, let the games begin. Be caller 6 at 836-9937. Caller 6 will get to test their skill in the KWHI Summer Games for a chance to win prizes of Olympic proportions, like tickets to Splashway Water Park in Sheridan, Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Grand Station Entertainment in College Station, and skating at Silver Wings Ballroom, as well as a grand prize two-night stay at the Guadalupe River Houses in New Braunfels. The KWHI Summer Games are brought to you by
Buddy's Appliances, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, Select Furnishings and Finance, Topper's Liquor and Wine in Brenham.
The KWHI Summer Games, only on Friendly Country KWHI 1280 in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
We're really going way back now.
I don't even know what year this song was from.
It was like in the 60s sometime.
Craig, yeah, 60s, yeah.
Talking about 1960s.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that drive again today. You know, we're in 2016. There are 16-year-old teenagers who do know nothing about the 1900s.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anybody even in their early 20s.
Yeah, they're soon to be adults.
Yeah. And, I mean, most of them, if they were little kids, they're not going to know much of anything except, you know, hey, when we went to Disneyland. Or
the 20th century is ancient history.
Yeah. Sorry, Craig's got a picture of somebody's horsey who discovered a kiddie wading pool at the ranch. And so he's been splashing in there, and now he's in there rolling.
How funny. Kiddie pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I could see mine do that. Mm-hmm. Of course, they'd have it broken by the time, you know, maybe met trash in that thing. Here is our number if you got questions. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Where are the markets this morning, Jamie?
They continue to go up since last time we looked. Everything's up over 1% now. Dow is up about 180 points. S&P is almost 25, and the NASDAQ is up almost 60. So all of them up over 1% so far this morning.
Yeah, and the euro currency is having a good day. So are the airlines who were just clobbered for whatever reason the last few days. And the Brits, their stock market's doing well today.
Yeah, we had talked about the hit that the pound took, which is the Britain's currency, but we didn't talk much about the euro. And somebody had asked me about that yesterday, what had happened with the euro. So the euro has recovered also today.
Yeah, and the German stock market, which was clobbered, that's coming back today. And also the Asian markets, which reacted along with ours and everybody else's to the whole Brexit kind of thing. So, again, if you're ruling your retirement and your retirement money and your future money, et cetera, if you're ruling that by whatever blips are going on, there's always something going on. Always. It could be the Russian economy devaluing the ruble. That was in the 90s. We had stuff going on in the 80s, like a huge, at that time, drop in the stock market. We had runaway inflation. Anybody here? Hands in the audience. One hand still on the steering wheel if you're driving. But hands in the audience. Do you remember what interest rates were just a few years ago? Double digits. Do you remember what your mortgage was on your house if you were looking to finance property? What were those mortgage rates running, Jamie?
My first mortgage was 12.5% interest.
Yeah. I thought I was getting a deal when it was like 12, 13%. Yeah.
I was so happy to get a house, I didn't care.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah. But you know, I mean, things really do change. And again, every time something happens, it's like, wow, this is doom and gloom, and things are never going to come back.
Well,
so
you know, we just,
a plan and a strategy, a game plan, is so important.
Yeah, we get asked all the time, what do you think the market's going to do? And it always sounds trite when you say, well, it's going to go up and it's going to go down.
That's the only thing you can say.
That's the only thing you can say. The last week is a good example of that. It's going to go up and it's going to go down. And then it's going to go up and then it's going to go down. That's what happens with the market.
So, again, it's all being aware and getting a plan done. Please call us. Come by for that free review. If this whole thing has made you super duper nervous and you're freaked out, you don't have to go there. You don't have to be alone. And here is our office phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Let's talk about the beneficiary issue, Jamie, real quickly on things like annuity contracts. There may be other things, but let's focus in on some of those contracts.
Well, one of the questions that has come up in the last few weeks is whether or not you should have for a husband and a wife, whether they should be joint owners on an annuity contract. And generally speaking, if they're joint owners on the annuity contract, who does that mean the beneficiary is? Generally, what they do is they name the children as beneficiaries. Well, one of the concerns that you have to have is the taxation of annuities when someone dies. As the beneficiary, what are your options? Because, as we know, with a tax-deferred annuity, all of the gain inside of an annuity is taxable when you receive it as a beneficiary. Well, if you're a joint owner, generally speaking, the idea behind that is you think, well, if I die, my spouse will be the new owner. Well, you have to be careful with that, because if they're named beneficiaries and you're the joint owner and one of the owners dies, then the beneficiaries get the money. And so you may be eliminating your spouse as getting the money because the beneficiaries are going to get it, and they're going to be triggered what are called, you can now take required minimum distributions over your lifetime as a beneficiary of an annuity. But that, what that means then is the spouse may or may not have access to the funds, and that wasn't your intention at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a look and see, well, maybe if they're joint owners, maybe you can name the spouse as the beneficiary also. Probably it's best not to make joint owners to begin with. If it's one of the other's money, name that person as the owner of the policy and then name the spouse as the beneficiary. That is a simpler way to do it. And so you need to be careful with that for unintended consequences when you decide to make joint owners.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful with that, because remember, it is a contract, and we always talk about the fact that when you have a contract, the beneficiaries get the money by contract, and that's why it does not go through the will. We can talk about that some more, too, just a reminder that when you have contracts, the named beneficiaries get the money, regardless of what your will says.
Yeah, and people really do get confused on this. Life insurance, IRAs, 401ks, annuity types of products, those contract beneficiary designations is how things will go.
It's a contract.
That's how it's going to go. Doesn't matter if you say, well, I've got this annuity, and in my will, I want it to go to so-and-so, but the contract itself for that annuity says, no, it's going to go to somebody else. It's not going to go to who you want it to go to in your will. It's going to go to whoever you've named on the contract itself.
Yeah,
so please be careful.
And this past year, somebody called me on that very topic. Unfortunately, a young lady passed away, and this was her second marriage, and she had named her husband as the beneficiary of her life insurance policy. But in her will, she wanted the money to be used for the benefit of the children. Well, guess what? It's his money. You hope that he's going to use it for the benefit of the children, but there's nothing that is going to require him to do that. But as a parent, you would hope he would. But I know that the parents of the woman who passed away were very concerned that it was not going to be used for the benefit of the children.
Well, and you know, I want to say, too, that when I do 401k plan enrollments for employers, many times the women who are maybe not too happy with their spouses or they're in the middle of a proceeding mm-hmm. to dissolve the marriage or something, they're like, do I have to put this individual down as the primary beneficiary on my 401k if something happens to me? And here's the thing. If you are still married to that person, you do not have a final decree of divorce. That money will go, in the state of Texas, to your spouse.
Oh,
that will go, but now you can get a waiver, but you have to have them sign it, and it
right.
has to be notarized.
That's right.
That's sometimes not popular.
when you name someone other than your spouse as the beneficiary of your 401k plan, the spouse is required to sign off saying, yes, I'm aware of the fact that I will not be the beneficiary, and it's okay with me. Good luck with that one.
Well, you know, I have seen people do it, and that does happen. But just so you know what's going on with these things so that you don't get caught off guard. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that if you guys do split up, that your spouse is going to get, you're still alive, and your spouse is going to get half of your 401k. That's the other question I get all the time. Oh, does this mean we're maybe going to get a divorce? Does this mean that my spouse, male or female, is going to go ahead and get half of this? No, that's for the judge to decide, right?
It depends on the divorce settlement.
That's right. So settlements do not always split up somebody's 401k or 403b or IRAs or other types of things. Not always.
Yeah, there may
depends
be
on what's going on in the assets. And
yeah, there may
the
be
decree.
Other assets that the, you know,
right.
end up being that way. But, yeah, beneficiary arrangements are really, really important. And since we're talking about beneficiary arrangements, we should probably also talk about whether or not you should establish trusts for life insurance. There used to be popular when estate tax limits were lower to establish what are called irrevocable life insurance trusts. The mm-hmm. idea behind it is to put the life insurance policy inside of the trust, the advantage to that being that if it's in the trust owns it, it's not in your estate. And therefore, if you had a large life insurance policy, you could keep it out of the estate and therefore would not be included in the estate for estate tax purposes. There used to be a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when there was a reason for that, and
yeah,
that was
because the estate tax started at $500,000. Then it went to $1 million, and it was still popular at that time because it was not hard to get to that amount of assets, especially when life insurance was included, because it was not unusual to have a $500,000 or $1 million life insurance policy. Well, you're automatically, your estate was already up to the limits. So it was not unreasonable to establish a irrevocable life insurance trust to have the life insurance policy inside of it. The problem with it is that first word.
Irrevocable,
mm-hmm. however you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that means is you can't change it. The only way to get out of it would be not to pay the premiums.
Yeah, then your policy will lapse.
And it goes away.
And no longer exists, and then that's the end of it.
And so it's much easier nowadays to go ahead to make a testamentary trust as the beneficiary of a policy if you want money to go into a trust.
So we're not attorneys here, and we're
That's
not
correct.
Hanging out our shingle. So if you need to do some of these things, get with a planner, get over to, an attorney to get these
stuff.
Things drawn up. A lot of times, you know, if you need to revise your will, you got new grandkids, you're going to do this or that, you know what? Usually when people get wills done, there are a lot of things that are pretty much eternal in these documents now. You don't always have to get them reviewed. But if you want specific trusts for specific reasons, that's one good reason to go back and revisit your will and what's going to happen at your passing. go back to your attorney, even if you had a will done several years ago. If you had a will done many years ago, it may still be okay, but if you had a lot of changes, or even if you haven't, just to go in and get things reviewed is a good idea.
Yeah, because the attorneys are probably also in the part of that process, they're going to do a beneficiary review.
Mm-hmm. So, our lives change and we move on, right? So, just a good idea one way or the other. All right, coming back after a break here. If you got a question in between, do give us a call. We're sitting right here. We will take your call at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Jamie, and, of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. Right here on the Money Makeover Show, coming to you from Neil Financial Group. We'll be right back.
Known as the biggest small-town parade in Texas, the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce invites you to come celebrate our nation's birthday and help us celebrate the 40th anniversary of our Independence Day Parade, 10 a.m. Monday, July 4th, in downtown Chapel Hill. Help us honor our military and, most of all, give thanks for our independence and enjoy one of the best July 4th parades in Texas, filled with uniquely decorated entries, floats, classic cars, and, of course, the world-famous Marching Kazoo Band. Don't forget, there's over $750 in prize money. Following the parade, stay around for the third annual Cool Rods Car Show with over $600 in prizes, free train rides for the kids, and live music by Peyton Kelm and the Rock of Ages. The Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce proudly invites all local veterans to ride on our designated veterans floats as we honor the men and women who have fought for our freedoms. For more information or registration information, please visit chapelhilltx.com or call 979-421-6353. The Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce would like to thank our 2016 parade sponsors, Revolution Printing, 290 Chick Rustique, Judy and Juan Willitzer, Buchanan Locksmith.
Buying or selling real estate can be quite a task. The contracts, inspections, escrow, option period. Better to call on someone who can get the job done right.
Hello there, Brazos Valley. I'm Bo Hensley, licensed associate with REMAX Advantage, and I want to make your life more enjoyable. I know the personal and emotional connection a piece of land or home provides. Watching the kids grow up, families over for the holidays, all the milestones in life. If I can help you or someone you know find that special place, it would give me satisfaction beyond measure.
Bo Hensley and the entire REMAX Advantage team are an energized and motivated team of experts ready to serve you.
Whether it be yourself or a referral to family, friends, or business coworkers, rest assured I will be working hard to make their life stress-free.
Find out more about Bo Hensley at HenseyProperties.com or text or call 979-277-8912. That's 979-277-8912.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Their amazing cuisine crosses all North American borders. Enjoy your favorite authentic Mexican and Tex-Mex dishes, grilled steaks or Texas-sized burgers, sandwiches, or your favorite pasta dish with shrimp or chicken. Lunch is served from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. with complimentary chili con queso. Their full menu is online at LosCabosBrenham.com. Los Cabos should be your new destination for the most delicious food in the Brazos Valley. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36, across from Walmart.
From a couple of throw pillows to the restoration of a family's heirloom, Classic Upholstery and Design can beautify your home or office. Classic Upholstery and Design offers reupholstering of commercial, residential, or antique furniture. And with over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect look for your furniture. They also recover day bed mattresses, patio cushions, and tractor seats. Just bring your items by Classic Upholstery and Design on Highway 105 East, next to K&H Portable Toilets. Or call Classic Upholstery and Design at 830-8665.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive.
Jump in, now we're living in the moment. Take a joyride on a water slide. How I wish this day would last forever. Hold on to every moment. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment, the hottest, coolest time. Hold on.
buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeed. Getting ready to wrap up another hour of the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. Hey, we got a great website, lots of good information for you on there, all free of charge about how stuff works. You can get on there, go through all the different articles, etc. And that is at
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. Again, that's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. Yeah, a lot of great information on the website. And Doug likes to talk about the fact that you can see our pictures there. Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
There's
a reason we do radio.
Well, as I always say, I'm a 6 foot blonde. Anyway, we're looking again at the markets, and again, we're up. You know, even the global Dow. Now, this really. You think our market got banged up for a couple of days there with this Brexit thing? Wow, the Dow. Global stocks average just got whacked big time, and it's up over 2% today. They're almost back up to where they were. So, you know, like I say, if things made you nervous, you're all freaked out, there are ways to put kind of a buffer zone underneath your investments for some parts of things without tying your money up for years. There are a lot of things that can be done, and you don't know what they are unless you come in and ask. And we'll go over some of those things with you. Here's our number again. If you want to come in, just talk things over. The free review, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. We've also, Jamie, on some reviews with clients and folks who've just come in just to talk to us. So I've done this on a couple of review things. They brought in a piece of paper. They're leaving their employer that they've been working for, usually for many years, and they're going to get benefits in the form of a pension. Now, a pension is different from a 401k in that the worker has not put any money in from their money. The employer has been the only one funding that, and there's a promise to pay that person once they separate from service for the rest of their lives at a certain amount, and that is a promise made by the employer. That's the old-fashioned pension. And when you leave an employer, you've got a one-time opportunity that is irrevocable on what way you're going to get paid, because there are different ways that you can get paid. What do we usually see on payment situations?
Yeah, usually there's about five different choices available to you when you reach the point where you're going to start receiving your pension, and they give you a sheet that tries to explain to you what all the different options are. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, what we found is, unless you are someone who's really up on financial terms, you get lost in what all the choices are. Because, as you had said, Tony, what's important to know is that once you make your election, you can't change it.
Yeah, there's not a do-over on those.
There's not a do-over.
Mm-hmm.
One of the options is to take, as you had said, a lifetime income for you. And that's generally the highest payout, because they're only going to pay money to you for as long as you're alive. And so if you make that election and you get that highest payout and you get hit by a train in a month, it stops.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is going to get any additional monies from the pension. That's why they give you a lot of different options, because there are people who say, well, I don't expect to get hit by a train tomorrow, but if anything happens to me, I would like for my spouse or my children to continue to receive money. And generally, children are not an option.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's going to be your spouse. And one of the election would be to, I'm going to take this amount of money, and if something happens to me, my spouse will get half of it.
For the rest of the spouse's life.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be 75%.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be 100%. So those are four different options. Another option would be to take money, and it's a five-year certain payout. In other words,
what does that mean?
That means that you're going to get guaranteed money for from the date you retire. It's guaranteed that you're going to get this amount of money for 5 years. After 5 years, there's no more guarantee.
And so lots of choices.
There are lots of choices. They have 15-year options. Mm-hmm. They have 20-year. There are a lot of different options. And so it's important when you receive that statement to go and talk to somebody who can kind of help you work through it to make sure that you're going to get what you intend when you make your election. And one of the things to think about, I think, is the fact that if you're taking a reduced amount per month to guarantee that your spouse is going to get money, that's kind of like having life insurance. So if you're in good health, one of the things you may want to think about is, well, I'm going to take the election where I get the most money, and I'm just going to look and see if a life insurance policy will get my spouse more money rather than taking a reduced benefit.
Oh, so if your spouse would get $100,000 or $200,000 or whatever on a life insurance policy, and that would take the place of them getting the payment from your pension if you pass first.
Right.
And if it makes sense, dollars and cents wise, it may be something to do.
There are a lot of different ways to think about it.
Lots of different ways to go. Again, if you're facing that or know somebody that is, what are the pension choices? Should you just take those? What's the impact on you and a spouse? And are there other alternatives so that you can take the full thing, the full payout? Yeah. Do things matter? Yes, they do. You only get one shot. So come in for the free review. Before you do that, 979-836-2903. Otherwise, we'll see you
back here next Wednesday.
Yes.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.